Moncrief on News Talk.
You might be hoping that 2026 is when you finally get to buy a home, God help you. So might the prospects be even a teensy bit better? Suzanne Tyrrell is director with Callaghan Downing Real Estate in Cork. So Suzanne, in terms of the prices of homes, is that going to go up at the same rate as it did in 2025, do you think?
Starting with the tough questions, Sean. Where new housing is concerned, I don't see that there's going to be an easing, if you like. But hopefully the rate of inflation won't be as rigorous as it has been to date. But they're definitely going to remain strong. The cost of construction is still at a very high level. The demand is still good. So builders will continue to get their prices for sure.
Yeah. And if mortgage interest rates go up at all, will that have an effect on it?
I think it'll definitely slow things down, maybe just take people a little bit longer to make their choice, perhaps. But again, I don't think we're going to see a huge, I don't think it'll make a difference.
Yeah.
I don't, Sean.
In terms of location, where people buy a home, the fact that more since COVID, more and more people have the option of working from home, has that made a difference?
Definitely. The three factors, location, location, location. So people are looking to perhaps further afield of where they would consider their preferred location, but their money stretches that little bit further out of those in-demand areas, and you're getting arguably a better house perhaps. So larger developments, smaller units in the city, but there may be more choice and select homes are available to you a little further afield. So if you're working from home, you don't need to be on the road commuting. So therefore, those locations are holding well for sure.
Yeah. So does that mean that in terms of the various prices, if you're looking for a home in closer to the city, will it necessarily be more expensive now because people are also looking to buy houses further away from, say, Cork, where you are?
I think it's all kind of relative to your price per square foot, and there's no rule of thumb anymore, but definitely there is better value further out of the city you go.
Right.
You know, and I think that's always been the way, hasn't it been, Sean?
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to change. But you either, it's like you need to choose whether you're looking for the space, you know, a larger garden, then you're further out of the city. But if you're wanting to be close to your cities, the better schools, you may have to compromise on the size of the property, for example, and you may be paying a little bit more to have the services in closer proximity.
Mm. And is in terms of houses and the amount of bedrooms, is the real pinch point your three bedroom semi kind of house that might
well,
be
it's
a,
just
might be a starter?
Yes.
Home.
Well, it's the Irish psyche, isn't it? We all love a three-bed semi, and it is perceived to be the starter home. However, with the stresses that is on the budgeting and availability of finance and just how expensive homes are going, there are more and more smaller properties coming to the market. There's apartments coming available in Cork. I know now in Dublin, it's old news, but in Cork, we're starting to see apartment developments for the first time in a long time. And they're going to be the starter homes now. But the grow is always for the three-bedroom semi. I think you have a bit more longevity in a three-bed semi. I think you'll outgrow a two-bed house that little bit faster. But depending on your family,
now,
you know, or the house style, yeah.
And there may well be people listening who are hoping to buy a home and are kind of perhaps caught between, do we buy a new build or do we buy a second hand? What are the pros and cons of each?
Oh, it's a very long list, isn't it? So I think the your will and, you know, what you have an appetite for. So again, and generalizing massively here, of course, probably the better locations, the availability of newer homes in those locations is few and far between because of the availability of land. If you are going to get a new development in those in-demand areas, they're going to be at a higher price point. So, you know, if you're open to a secondhand home that needs, you know, a bit of refurbishment, or you don't mind doing a little bit of TLC, you probably would have a few more options. But if a good energy rating is high on your agenda, you know, new homes is obviously the better option for you. It is quite cost restrictive trying to retrofit an old house nowadays. I mean, my rule of thumb is that you're spending a minimum of 100,000 in the walls to try and bring a house up to, you know, a high B or an A. Yeah. Yeah, which is devastating because you don't have a nice thing to show anybody.
Yes.
When you show people your new house, it is just very expensive. Yeah.
And if it's a new build, and even if it's, you know, people are buying off the plans, does it tend to be, is it the case you won't get involved in a bidding war there, that there's just a price and you pay that price?
Again, in general, what you find is that you might have a pre-launch and you're putting your deposit down. You might have a little bit of a protracted wait to the finished product. But the nice thing about that is absolutely you're not bidding. You're not going to be solely disappointed as you may do in a secondhand property, you know, where it can get quite vigorous, can't it?
Yeah. And so you've put down your deposit on a new build. Do you have to have all your ducks in a row at that point? Or can you then go looking for the mortgage and everything?
You should do. I've kind of seen a little bit of a trend in this, that some people may see that it gives a little bit of time to get their ducks in the row. So you should really know what you're shopping with. I mean, this is a house. This is the biggest purchase you're ever going to make. You should know whether you will be successful in your loan offer ultimately. But it's understood that, and it is widely accepted, that you're shopping with approval in principle, and things may come up where you can't progress to loan offer, and that's fine. But for your own peace of mind, you should definitely know, you know, what your budget is. And a lot of people with new builds as well, Sean, they probably don't realize a lot of builders will sell, and especially, I suppose I'm talking about Cork specifically, a lot of the homes now, you may not have flooring or tiling included in the house price, you know, so that's a bit of a hefty shopping list.
Yeah.
Once you get the keys to finish out, you know, to be aware of that you have that budget afterwards as well.
The builder's finish, as they call it. Are they
yes.
Are they always explicit, when they're showing you pictures of a show house, are they always explicit, this isn't what it'll look like? There'll be concrete there, not that lovely, you know.
Well, I would be.
Flooring.
Yeah, no, we absolutely, you try to be as upfront as possible. Yes, we want to show the, what if everything could look like, and a show house are just invaluable for doing that. They are just excellent marketing tools. But, you know, do read the fine print. That's what the brochure, the websites are for. Just study. There is usually a specifications page in the marketing material. Everything that is included is listed there. So if it's not written down, invariably, it's something you'll have to do afterwards.
Yeah.
But always ask the question if it's not clearly stated, because it should be.
So either way, you're probably going to have to, even after you've got the house, you're going to have to spend some amount of money.
Yeah, you will. I mean, there's the nice things, as I say, you know, there's the soft furnishings, which is always the pleasurable part. But they, you know, to have flooring or tiling in your bathrooms, you know, they're still kind of dirty jobs to get out of the way.
Yeah. Suzanne, thanks very much for speaking with us today.
Pleasure.
That was Suzanne Tyrrell there, director with Cathalan Downing Real Estate in Cork. You are listening to the Moncrief Show on Newstalk. We'll take it right back in a second.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on Newstalk.